Good morning. Here's some of the news for Tuesday, February 16, 2016. A hospital in Syria operated by Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, was hit by four missiles a few minutes apart on Monday. Head of mission Massimiliano Rebidengo said it was a deliberate attack against a health establishment. The destruction of the hospital deprives about 40,000 people of health care in the conflict zone. In all, there were five attacks on medical facilities in Syria on Monday. One attack was at a children's hospital in the town of Azaz near the Turkish border, another at a women's hospital. Two facilities were supported by UNICEF. There were also reports that two schools were bombed in northern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the attacks were carried out by Russian warplanes. Syrian troops have been on the offensive in northern Syria under the cover of Russian airstrikes since February 1st. Matthew Wells has more.
Airstrikes and other missile attacks in northern Syria have been continuing, despite hopes that the ceasefire between the warring parties, which was agreed to last week at a meeting in Germany, could become effective within days. The deputy spokesperson for the UN Secretary General is Farhan Haq. He said Ban Ki-moon was deeply concerned.
These incidents cast a shadow on the commitments made at the International Syria Support Group meeting in Munich on the 11th of February. We must capitalize on the agreements reached and translate them into action if the credibility of and confidence placed in the International Syria Support Group and the international community are to be justified.
Monday's attacks also leave tens of thousands of Syrian civilians without any basic medical care. 5 years of brutal civil war in Syria have left well over 250,000 dead and displaced more than 11 million people. Matthew Wells, United Nations.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is now in Damascus. He's expected to meet with officials today. Vice President Joe Biden called on the Turkish Prime Minister to hold fire against U.S.-backed Kurdish forces in Syria. He emphasized the need for de-escalation, and he urged Turkey to cease artillery strikes in the area. The Turkish foreign minister, however, told reporters that such statements were received with astonishment because they put U.S. ally Turkey and a terrorist organization in the same equation. Russia has flown airstrikes in support of the Syrian government, while the international coalition led by the U.S. has bombed IS positions in Syria. Meanwhile, Angela Merkel, Germany's chancellor, is backing the idea of no-fly zones in Syria. On Monday, the Pope traveled to a center of Mayan indigenous culture, to San Cristobal de las Casas. There he issued a decree allowing indigenous languages to be used during Catholic masses, and he told indigenous Mexicans that the world needs their culture and values.
Como han reconocido los obispos de América Latina, saben relacionarse armónicamente con la naturaleza, a la que respetan como fuente de alimento, casa común y altar del compartir humano.
Francis said, on many occasions, in a systematic and organized way, your people have been misunderstood and excluded from society.
Nuestros pueblos han sido incomprendidos y excluidos de la sociedad. Algunos han considerado inferiores sus valores, sus culturas, sus tradiciones. Otros, mareados por el poder, el dinero y las leyes de mercado, los han despojado de sus tierras o han realizado acciones que las contaminaban.
Addressing indigenous people of Mexico, Francis said, today's world, ravaged as it is by a throwaway culture, needs you. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.